Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Princess of Wales says she's completed chemotherapy and will return to some public duties. Kensington Palace has released a 3-minute video of Kate.
The cancer journey is complex, scary, and unpredictable for everyone.
Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris will debate tomorrow night. CBS's Libby Cathy with Trump's preparation.
Donald Trump is not a traditional candidate, so don't expect traditional debate prep. He has been engaged instead in informal policy prep sessions. This might be akin to sitting down and talking about his policy priorities.
Vice President Harris has been preparing with mock debates. The Line Fire in San Bernardino, California has forced hundreds to evacuate, like this man.
I came down to the evacuation center because I had no place else really to go. It's been all new experience for me.
California's governor has declared a state of emergency as the fire continues to spread. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man is charged in the shooting death of UW-Whitewater student-athlete Kara Welsh. Chad Edwards of Loves Park, Illinois, made his initial court appearance Friday. He's charged with first-degree homicide. It would take $1 million to bail him out of the Walworth County Jail. Donald Trump tells a Wisconsin rally he'd eliminate the U.S. Department of Education if elected. That's one of the key provisions of the Project 2025 conservative blueprint. He says he also wants to give the entire federal government a once-over.
I will create a government efficiency commission to conduct a complete financial and performance audit for the entire federal government.
The Government Accountability Office already has oversight responsibilities. About 7,000 supporters came to see Trump in Mozenese Saturday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A salmonella outbreak linked to eggs from Milo's Poultry Farm in Bondoul has sickened people across Illinois, Michigan, and Wisconsin. The recalled eggs are labeled Milo's Poultry Farm and Tony's Fresh Market. Restaurants and homes are advised not to eat, cook, or serve the eggs. They should be thrown away. Salmonella can cause diarrhea, fever, stomach cramps, and dehydration. A new driver's education grant program is launching in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation say the program aims to reduce barriers for low-income students to take driver's education courses and become licensed drivers. The program covers a driving school's fees for 30 hours of classroom time, 6 hours of observation, and 6 hours of behind-the-wheel driver training. The program is being funded by $6 million set aside in the governor's 2023-25 biannual budget. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping 2 of 3 games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past 7 games, manager Pat Murphy said that the team is going through some growing pains.
They could be tired. They can be feeling it. They can be trying not to, you know, they can be trying too hard. You know, a lot of young players still in there. We had 3, 4, again, 5. Most of our lineup are basically first-year guys.
Milwaukee will set out on a 6-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still 9 games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-50s tomorrow. Almost exactly like today. Sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
WFHR invites you to join David Farmbrough of Coldwell Banker's Seaward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. The next show is coming up and we'll be talking about topics that matter to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So if you're looking forward to welcoming David Farmbrough to the show and taking your questions, be sure to tune in every second Tuesday of the month right here on your locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the creator of the Meet the Parents franchise. Greg Liana joins the show to tell us where we can see his indie film classic and casting director Rex Sykes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Welcome back to hour number two of the Todd Albaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. It is Monday, September 9th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite here high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square on an overcast but sunny day. It's that smoke, Zommers, coming in from those wildfires in the west that's making it feel like it's cloudy. Not clouds, just smoke.
How unpleasant.
How unpleasant, but still, all in all, I'll take this. It's going to be a little warmer this week, though, back into the upper 70s, low 80s-ish.
I liked the end of last week. Nice and cool.
Well, it'll be back. Do not worry. It will be back. Big week on the road on Wednesday. We're going to be down at Waukesha at the premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Going to do the entire two-hour show from the Marcus Theater in Waukesha on Wednesday. Looking forward to that. Kelly Call and Sean Hanisch, and others are going to be joining us at the desk in beautiful Waukesha on Wednesday. And by the way, one programming note. If you receive texts and calls and voicemails from Aaron Zommers, Civic Media, Philney, and myself, please call us back because our grand prize winner is not responding.
Oh, no.
And it's from the Richland Center area, by the way. But they're not. And if you don't respond by, say, 2:30 this afternoon, we're going to have to move on to the next person because we're not going to waste it.
So just check if you got any texts or calls or anything.
Yes.
Please call us back or text us back.
Yes, because you texted last week, right?
Yeah, we want to give you your free stuff.
Free, including two VIP tickets to the big premiere on Wednesday and also an overnight hotel stay, a gas card, all that and more.
But we'll you haven't texted back because you can't go, please text back and say you can't go.
All right. Well, we're going to move on in about an hour and a half either way if we don't hear back from the person. But we hope we hear back from them. We'll also be announcing by tomorrow our Brewer ticket winners in our contest last week. And those are for the game on Sunday, September 22nd. So we'll be calling those people after we get the grand prize taken care of today. So appreciate all of you who texted in. And I understand from Aaron Carreno, our vice president, there is another big company-wide text win contest on the horizon.
It's in the works.
It's in the works. So be listening to that. Big thanks to our first hour guest, former Senate Majority Leader, Democrat Tim Cullen from Janesville for being here. His brand new book, Wisconsin Gerrymandering, The Fight for Permanent Fair Maps and Why It Matters, available at Little Creek Press, Little Creek Press. You can find it there or in many local bookstores as well. Zombers will put a link up in our site. Llama, listening in Madison on WMDX, says, I live in Janesville. I'd like to thank your guest. Those teachers are educating my children. How about that? So right there, a real-life testimonial that one of these great teachers that Tim Cullen has helped put through school, here's someone whose kid is being educated by one of those great teachers.
Yeah, programs like this do make a big difference.
They do. And this is what gives us hope. This is part of what makes Wisconsin great. That for all of the negativity out there, we're going to talk about some of that this hour, there are these shoots of hope, as our friend Scott Klug likes to say, that things are getting done, that people are doing good things, that people are changing lives. Tim Cullen is one of those people, and all these educators, not just the ones that went through Tim's program, but all educators out there are doing that each and every day. So thank you to all of them. Your phone calls are welcome this hour, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Yes, quickly, I broke down, I'll confess, for all my yapping about anti-Katy Perry's Peacock. Not Katy Perry, just the Peacock streaming thing. I'm like, all right, fine. I should probably watch this game so I can talk about it on Monday. It was down in Brazil. It was the only game going on. I thought, fine, $7.99, I can cancel it at any time. I subscribed.
I want to see you peacock. Your peacock. Your peacock.
That's what I thought. I'm like, I want to see the peacock and the football game. So I subscribed. Here's what happened. I was alone in my apartment, and I fell asleep at the start of the third quarter.
Oh, no.
And I woke up, and I looked at the screen, the final. Packers lose to the Ravens, and Jordan Love is being carted off.
Eagles.
One of those dirty birds. Yeah, it was not a great start to my Peacock experience, Mr. Zomers.
Yeah, I was watching the game here after subbing in for boarding the nightlight because Chris Casper was also here engineering some high school football coverage, and he had it on his laptop, so... We watched the rest of the game after I missed the first hour, and it was rough.
Sad, bad, not glad, the Packers. Jordan Love out at least 3 weeks. Not a great start. I was at the Packer game with Jeffrey Scandan Daniels and also Rob Wheat and Mr. Majeski and others, and was fantastic. A beautiful day to be at a Badger game on Saturday up on Camp Randall. But again, the Badgers, I mean, they won over South Dakota, but they did not look great. And this weekend they host Alabama.
That'll be interesting.
That'll be a very... Look, we're going to learn a lot about Wisconsin this week, the football team. Because if they get creamed, it's going to be a long season. If they stay competitive, it might be an okay season. If they win... Well, then you're like, I guess they were just saving everything until we got into, you know, real big-time opponents, and it could be a spectacular season.
Yeah, I mean, I guess only time will tell. Other Wisconsin sports, I was at a Brewers game yesterday. Thank you, free Quick Trip tickets, for spending a lot of money there. They lost, too.
They're a little tough. They had the day off today, and they're back in action tomorrow, I believe, out in the Giants, I believe. They're on a West Coast road trip this week.
I believe so.
But as I said, we will be down in Waukesha on Wednesday for the big, just a bit outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee World Series Brewers. And that's I believe the VIP screening on Wednesday is sold out. But there are a few tickets. If you go to justabitoutsidethemovie.com, there are a few tickets left for a Thursday premiere in Brookfield, I believe, and a couple of the members of the Brewers, of the 82 Brewers, are going to be there, the filmmakers as well. So if you don't have tickets for Wednesday, you can get Thursday tickets. And then, of course, it's in select cities across Wisconsin in Marcus Theaters on Friday the 13th.
That's when I have my tickets.
There you go.
So if you're in Madison, you go to the movie, I'll see you there.
See, Mr. Zomers there. He'll be signing autographs.
I will not.
Really? If someone asked you, you wouldn't do it?
If somebody asks me, I'd be... I wouldn't know what to say. I guess I'd do it.
Just say thanks.
Yeah. All right. I guess I would say thanks.
It says $5, please. No, not really.
Just go be like the New York costume. People go up, take a selfie with them, be like, give me $20.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's ridiculous. What's not ridiculous is coming up this afternoon. Of course, after us, is I believe Maggie Dawn is back on, back this week. Is that correct?
I think so.
Yeah. Also, Jane Matinere was back. Maggie's back. And who else is back on Civic Media today from 4 to 6? Our own Dominic Selvia with the Dom, yes, with the Dom Selvia Show, which will air weekdays across the state of Wisconsin on 10 Civic Media News Talk stations from 4 to 6 during the evening drive time slot. Join the Dom Selvia Show weekdays afternoon for your daily dose of what's happening in Wisconsin and the country, served fresh and uncut. I had no idea. Dom will be joined by insightful guests and some of your favorite Civic Media voices each weekday from 4 to 6, perhaps TMI. I'm not sure what that was.
Maybe you can call in and ask.
I'm not asking. I'm just reading what's written in front of me here. The important thing is the Dom Selvia Show this afternoon from 4 until 6.
I look forward to it.
Me too. I cannot wait. Andrew in Maine, listening on WAUK, says, if you had been the assembly speaker, you could have flown to Brazil next time. Was Voss down there?
I do not know.
I don't know either. Maybe I guess he was, if I trust Andrew in Maine, if that's what he's saying. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you some updates this hour. Not update. We're just going to go look back at what happened this weekend. Lots happened this weekend. And I'm going to give you an update from the field, as they say. So I grew up in Richland Center, as many of you know, Southwest Wisconsin. I have lived in Madison here for the better part of 20 years, but still get back to RC at least a couple of times a month. And so over the last 2 weeks, I was at the Brewers game last weekend. And by the way, a belated happy birthday to my friend Rob Daggett, whose birthday was yesterday. An outstanding guy, Mr. Daggett, by the way. I went with Rob Daggett and his lovely wife and daughter to the Brewers game last weekend. So I was from Madison to, Milwaukee. I went down to Monroe to get ready for Monroe Cheese Days. We're going to broadcast from there in a couple of weeks. Don't forget, come to Cheese Days in Monroe in a couple of weeks. Matt Flynn and I will be down there broadcasting. So I've been down Greene County, for those of you who don't know, south of Dane County. So I've been through rural Dane County, Greene County, all the way almost down the Wisconsin-Illinois state line. Then back out to Richland County in southwest Wisconsin through Iowa and southern Sauk County. And then went up to Wisconsin Dells last night to see Clint Black at the Crystal Grand Ballroom Extravaganza. And Clint Black, by the way, was fantastic. And thank you for Paul for having an extra ticket, and Gary and Phil and I. And we had a good time. It was had by all with Clint Black. But this guy who opened up, more on him in a minute, Derek Jones. Woo! Anyway, and then was back down to Madison. Here's what I can report, and I know that Democrats and Republicans alike listen to this broadcast. This is one person's perspective, you understand. Here's what I can tell you. The Democrats are getting their butts whooped when it comes to yard signs and field signs. And I have, more than anybody, realize yard signs don't vote, right? It isn't always the person that has the most yard signs that wins. But the number of Trump Vance signs, the number of Hovde signs, the number of Mark Pocan, the guy who represents Madison area, will win by a landslide just because the way the district is drawn. We know that. But his opponent, this Olson, has signs everywhere in the rural parts of Dane County, southern Sauk, and down to Greene County. And the only Democratic candidate who really had any sort of a decent sign presence that I've seen so far is Tammy Baldwin. Now, I've got firsthand reporting for you from local Democrats on the ground. I'm going to share that with you. And more importantly, there's a change in the air. And I'm not talking about the fall leaves and colors. I'm talking about the vitriol of MAGA and what it means. Back after this on the Todd Ball Show on Civic Media.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
You were the first thing that I thought of when I thought I drank.
Great last night. I saw him at Wisconsin Dells, the Crystal Grand. Killin' Time is big. He went through his Killin' Time album, 35 years since that album came out, Killin' Time. And so he went through and played every song off that album and some of his other big hits, but that was one of his biggest, Killin' Time by Clint Black. So I went up to the Dells last night, and it was a great concert. Clint Black, I want to make this clear. Clint Black was fantastic, had a great time. And he did not get political. He just played his music and he told a couple of funny stories and it was great. So this guy before him, Derek Jones, and he said he was a veteran. That's great. I'm a huge supporter of veterans. But then he launched into his set. And these are songs that he had written. And one of them, and I'm not going to play any of his stuff, but one of them is about, I'm not making this up. If you take my guns, if you try to take my guns, I will shoot you first. And something about the bullet's going to hit you first. And it was a song about shooting anybody who came to take his guns. And he said, before he played the song, I think we should all be armed. That's what he said. He followed that up the next by telling the story that he was down in Nashville and he and Billy Ray Cyrus. Yes, Billy. I know Billy Ray Cyrus. He and Billy Ray Cyrus were hanging out. They looked at their TV and there was yet another school shooting. I'm not sure which one because, of course, there have been so many. And they commented to each other about this school shooting that it was a shame that there were more guns in schools than Bibles. And that if we had more Bibles in schools and prayed, there'd be less school shootings. And sang a song about praying in school. And then followed that up with a song about desecrating the flag and about how if you desecrate the flag, if you don't like not desecrating the flag, you can leave the country. And the guy, there was 2,000 plus people there, and the guy got a standing ovation from 3/4 of the people, myself and the people I was with, not included. It felt spooky to me. Let me make a couple of things clear. I've said in this program, Vice President Harris said at the Democratic National Convention, I am not in favor of desecrating the flag in any way, period. Do I think you should go to prison for it? Nah, not necessarily. But do I think it's wrong? Yes. Number two, I'm a Second Amendment guy, but I believe, like Tim Walz from Minnesota, there needs to be reasonable laws on the books, such as red flag laws, waiting periods, and the like. But what concerned me more listening last night at this concert was the anger in this guy. Other songs talked about violence, hitting one another, how tough you are, getting into physical altercations. And the crowd that was there last night, three quarters of them seemed to support this. Something's flipped in the air. All I can tell you, it's in the air. Because it wasn't just in Wisconsin Dells last night. It was also up in Mosinee over the weekend while Donald Trump was there. Mr. Zalbers, we go to this cut on Trump talking about deportations are going to be bloody. Here is Donald Trump in Mosinee over the weekend.
And, you know, getting them out will be a bloody story. Should have never been allowed to come into our country. Nobody checked them.
Say it's going to be bloody. Of course, they had signs at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee where I was at, bragging about how they're going to deport so many people, get people out of the country that don't look white. And now saying it's going to be bloody. All right? This is really disturbing to me. That there's just something in the air about violence. And Trump went on to talk about, again, falsely, wrongly, it's been proven in court, to brag about how the 2020 election, in his words, was stolen. It was not. And now just getting his base ready that the only way he says he can lose is once again having the election rigged and stolen, which again, factually, 2020 was fair, free, and Trump lost, and Biden won. As somebody who spent 30 years in politics, the way that you win an election like this is by broadening your base, is what Harris and Walz have done and continue to do. Getting people like Liz Cheney, a diehard Republican, someone like her dad, former Vice President Dick Cheney, an even dieharder Republican, to endorse you, that's broadening the base. Adam Kinzinger, broadening the base. Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, Republican, Jeff Duncan, broadening the base. Trump can't even get his former Vice President Mike Pence to endorse him. Trump has no interest or has shown no interest in broadening his base to win this election. That tells me that he knows or assumes that he may well lose. And so instead of trying to win the election through broadening his base, he's focused on ramping up violence once again and trying to win it in the courts. This is really concerning. Kurt listening on Madison WMDX says, I love Clint Black, but I would have walked out. Absolutely unacceptable. Let me make clear. The guy I'm talking about was not Clint Black. It was the guy who opened for him. And I talked to a colleague. I don't believe Clint Black had anything to do with his opening act. I think it was the Crystal Grand or whoever booked this guy. Because I've been to a lot of concerts, and those of you who have, usually the headliner at some point in their act says, hey, I'd like to thank Derek Jones for what a great job he did. Let's give him a round of applause. Clint Black never mentioned this guy.
Oh, wow.
Never mentioned this guy.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen at a concert.
I hadn't either. So what that tells me is Clint Black had nothing to do with his opening act. It was a local decision, and he was not happy about it, and it did not endorse that. So let me make that clear. Clint Black had nothing to do with it. It was his opening act, Derek Jones. And we're going to come back and talk more about this, take your phone calls as well. And let me finish up with my message to the Democrats. Because there's texters here telling me the things they've heard on Tom Hartman. Yes. So I was at the Richland County Fair over the weekend. Great fair. Fair. You always want your fair to be fair. It was a fair fair. I stopped by the Democratic booth. Found out that the national, at least, party and the campaigns themselves are not expected to deliver farm, we call them field signs, 4x4s or 4x8s, and yard signs for another 2 weeks. And that the few signs they do have, the Democrats, one person told me a firsthand example in Richland County, they were putting up a field sign and a car stopped by and Trump supporters got out and surrounded them and started chanting Trump, Trump, Trump. And they finally left. The Republican Party of Richland County sent high school kids to come over and harass the Democratic Party booth, again with signs chanting Trump, Trump, Trump. Things are getting violent, or on the verge thereof. We better do more than just killing time. Again, Clint Black had nothing to do with this, all right? He was fantastic. We need more people like Clint Black.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats are literally going to New Heights to warn about the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025. Airplanes pulled banners over college football games here in Wisconsin and in other key swing states this weekend. Donald Trump denies having a direct connection to Project 2025, but he has embraced some of its key ideas. A new study finds people in rural Wisconsin feel better about drinking raw milk than people in cities or suburbs. Sean Patterson led the study for the University of Pennsylvania.
Pasteurization doesn't change the nutritional value of milk. It doesn't significantly change the taste of milk. And so the risks really don't outweigh any of the benefits.
Untreated milk has been linked to illness outbreaks. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Blood supplies in the nation are critically low. The hot weather and other severe events across the country have complicated efforts to rebuild the nation's blood supply. You can help by booking a blood donation at a drive near you. Visit redcrossblood.org to find a blood drive in your area. The EAA Aviation Museum in Oshkosh is bringing two men who worked at Ground Zero during and after the terrorist attacks in New York to speak at the 9/11 memorial presentation at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Retired New York City Fire Chief Deputy Chief Charles Blayock and Emergency Manager Michael Fagel will share their stories and firsthand experiences. Active members of the military, law enforcement, public service personnel, first responders, and EAA members get in free. General admission is $5 for everyone else. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Michael Douglas would like his real name back, which is Michael Douglas. 50 years ago, when a young Michael John Douglas, now known as Michael Keaton, burst onto the Hollywood scene, his name was already taken with the Screen Actors Guild by Nepo baby Michael Douglas of Wall Street fame. Now, according to People magazine, Keaton wants it back, or at least a derivation thereof. The Beetlejuice star from now on plans to go by Michael Keaton Douglas. The grieving process appears to be over for the band Linkin Park, 7 years after the death of lead singer Chester Bennington. The band has a new lead singer, new material, and a tour in the works. Replacing Bennington on vocals will be Emily Armstrong, formerly of the band Dead Sarah. Chester Bennington took his own life in 2017. Linkin Park's new album is expected to drop November 15th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-50s tomorrow. Almost exactly like today. Sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Do you need your home or garage cleaned? Then call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Is your business or office kind of dirty? Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Whether you need cleaning daily, weekly, or seasonally, call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Need help grocery shopping, laundry, cooking, house sitting, pet sitting? Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Power washing siding and decks? Grass cuttings, raking leaves? Yep, that's right. Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Call 459-1475 anytime.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, Hans Breitenmoser helps us with a little Manure 101. There's a lot to know about finding the right balance between good crops and dirty water.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to be along with you reviewing some things that happened over the weekend. Donald Trump was in Mosinee for a big rally that was just filled with unfactual information and outright lies, and was filled with vitriol, alluding to or outright calling for violence. There's something going on in the air. And I said this in the last block, and I'll repeat it and I'll clarify it. And again, this is one person's perspective, all right? So don't get your bees in a bonnet. I know another caller said they were up in the Fox Valley, all kinds of Dr. Kristen Lierley signs. Last time I was up in Shawano, that was correct. So I'm saying it's one person's perspective from Madison down to Greene County, Monroe, out to Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin, up through Sauk County, Wisconsin Dells, Columbia County, back down to Dane, over to Milwaukee in the last 2 weeks. Lots more Republican signs out than Democratic signs. And again, yard signs don't vote. I get it. But what it does is it creates tribalism. I've run a lot of campaigns. I've won a lot, lost a few, including my own. Yard signs say, well, that person, okay, then it's okay for me to come out and vote for that person or speak out or do doors. It creates a sense of enthusiasm. You understand? And also, when you have an overwhelmingly fewer number of signs, when Trump says things like, if I don't win, it must be rigged, which is not true. It's a lie. But it gets in people's heads. Well, you know, you saw 10-1 signs for Trump. Of course he had to win. That's what it gets in people's heads. It's the psychology of elections, all right? That's what I'm talking about. And I'm just calling on, and I hope that there's great people in the Democratic Party in Wisconsin. I hope they're hearing this, and I hope they get their act in gear, because what I'm being told by local Democrats in Richland County is that at least the national and campaigns themselves are not going to get signs, more signs to them for another 2 weeks. Equally disturbing are, at least in a couple of cases, Trump supporters physically and verbally harassing Democrats who are trying to put the few signs they have out. And even more disturbing, over the weekend, I heard, I'll classify it as, people are saying, I'm going to repeat this because it's a pretty reliable source, that reputable business people are paying people cash to take down Democratic signs. Again, an act of political violence. And this is where we're at, because MAGA and Trumpism ideas do not connect with 50% plus one of the electorate. And so they're relying on political violence, taking down signs, harassing Democrats. And these are not people from the national campaigns. These are our friends and neighbors, guys. You don't do this to your friends and neighbors. But I hope Democrats are hearing this. I hope they take it seriously. I hope they re-up their field and yard sign commitment soon and get out there. And if you're a part of a community where you see this happening in terms of MAGA people harassing your friends and neighbors, tell them to knock it off or call the cops. That's illegal. Taking down political signs, that's a violation of the law. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Ron, listening on WAUK out of Waukesha. Ron in Milwaukee, thanks for calling. What say you?
Yeah, this is a really good conversation that's being overlooked, I think, in most of the mainstream news media or media at large. I tuned in late, but I think it was the weekend visits by Trump, where he said that, you know, if he's elected, he'll promptly begin removing all immigrants of any kind from the country, implying that even if you're a legal immigrant with papers and you're on your way to becoming a citizen, you're gone. You know, and anybody helping you will be gone. And anybody who would be sympathetic to your cause, like maybe journalists or Democratic politicians, or, you know, would be gone. But what was really disturbing, and I'm just amazed, and I mean, I read a lot. I mean, I can't read everything, but I read a lot of newspapers and online resources and everything. Then he ended that with, and you may have said this already, but it can't be said more too many times. And when that happens, there will be blood. It's going to be a bloody operation, but it's got to be done or something like
that. Ron, you're absolutely right.
Go ahead. Yeah. So he's telling you what he's going to do, but what kills me is that mass media is worried about not that, hasn't saying much about it or anything like that. It's just Trump being Trump again. Mm-hmm. They're still worried about Kamala's, you know, whether she worked at McDonald's.
Right. Well, and you're 100% right. Go ahead, Ron.
I grew up in North.
All right, Ron, if you're still there, you're cutting out a little bit, Ron. Ron's absolutely right. We played that clip for you. Ron joined late. He said that's fine. But we played the clip in Trump's own words. He says it's going to get bloody. He is alluding to and talking about violence. And to Ron's point, in some cases, against legal immigrants in this country, let alone illegal, let alone the fact, I shouldn't use the term illegal, I'm sorry, I'm falling into the trap, undocumented. Let alone the fact that it is against law to be violent against anyone by law enforcement, unless it's for a reason. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dick listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling. What say you?
Yeah, and he's calling for law enforcement people to be vigilant and watch. It's all about voter suppression. But real quickly to this media that is just a bag of nothing. Why couldn't somebody like Sam Donaldson still be with ABC and be part of that panel? I know he's old, but... A great question to ask him. Do you remember in 16 when he thought, Trump I'm talking about, that Hillary Clinton was going to win somehow through the Electoral College, and he was crying foul about that? Good question to ask him tomorrow night would be, what if Vice President Harris won the same way? Would you honor the victory that you took in 16?
Yeah. That's a great question.
And also, sir, we wouldn't be talking about you. You'd be irrelevant if the Electoral College would have been tossed out a long time ago like it should be.
Right.
One voter, you know, one vote, one person, that's all there is to it. And the Democrats need to take that up. And everybody keeps telling me, oh, that'll take forever. Well, then start on it day one if they win. It needs to go.
Appreciate the call, Dick. I agree. It's not going to happen for this election, obviously, but I agree that the Electoral College is not the best way to elect a president. But again, we have to play by the rules that were given for this election. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Dave, listening on WMDX in Madison. Dave, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, that quote from Trump was really disturbing. That's really the only reason I called in. I mean, it's shocking. It's like watching Europe in the 1930s. Of course, watching Europe now is like watching Europe in the 1930s. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they just won three states in Germany, or at least one of those three. I didn't follow. I didn't check what the results of the recent local elections there were. But now the mainstream parties are starting to align with the AfD. But if you're I've never even heard. I mean, the AfD does stuff. I mean, advocates things that are tantamount to advocating for blood, but they never actually say it'll be bloody. Mm. And, you know, I think the populism is taking over the world. It's already the dominant movement in, I mean, look at Xi Jinping. He goes against the Uyghurs instead of immigrants, though, and the Tibetans. You have Vladimir Putin going, and he wants to genocide the Ukraine as a culture and a people. You know, you have Giorgia Meloni going against the immigrants there. You have the, I forget what they're called, the radical right wing won a majority of the vote that want to kick immigrants out too in the Netherlands, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's kind of, you know, as someone who's Jewish, it's scary because they don't just come for you. They come for others too. You know, so they're coming for the immigrants now. Who's going to be next?
100% agree, Dave. Did you see a new poll? And again, polls are worth, you know, what they are today. But I saw a new poll today that 70+% of Jewish Americans are now saying they'll endorse and vote for Kamala Harris.
Oh, no. Well, that's a given. I mean, Barney Frank used to joke that the most reliable Democratic voters are the Jews and the gays. I don't know why he didn't include the blacks. But it's the right. Jews, the gays, and the... And the blacks, and the Jewish people. I mean, because of Jewish values, we vote Democratic 70% of the time, as we're gonna do here. Yeah. And if anyone's Jewish who's listening, I'm very pro-Israel. Definitely vote Democratic.
Thanks,
but
Dave.
And if you're very pro-Palestine, I would not vote. I would not vote for Donald Trump because he supports Israel more than I. I mean, he goes overboard. You know, like putting the embassy in. In Jerusalem, which I thought was silly, given the sacrifice the U.S. being perceived by the Arab countries as the neutral arbiter.
Right. Always appreciate your call, Dave. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. The tone has changed on the Republican side. And by the way, getting back to this concert in the Dells last night, this opening act, this is Derek Jones, songs about killing people, songs about Bibles in schools. That's the problem. That's why kids are getting killed, because we don't have Bibles in schools. Ironic that Donald Trump, while in Mosinee this weekend, was literally a chicken under glass. He has this bulletproof cage now around him. Donald Trump does. Also, J.D. Vance on the campaign trail. Bulletproof glass cage around him on the campaign trail. Joe Biden, the sitting president of the United States, came to Westby, Wisconsin at an outdoor event. There was no glass bulletproof cage around him. Wisconsin Dells last night. Guy talking about everybody should be armed, talking about having guns, talking about killing people with guns. Guess what? There was a sign on the door, the Crystal Grand last night, no firearms. And we were all wanded to make sure that we did not have firearms. They talk a big game. They talk about having everybody have a gun. But yet when it comes to themselves, it turns out they're not so much of a belief that guns don't kill people. People kill people. That's their line. Because if that were true, why does Trump have bulletproof glass in front of him? Why does J.D. Vance have bulletproof glass in front of him? Why couldn't we have firearms last night at the Crystal Grand in Wisconsin Dells? Why? Because they know the truth. And it's hypocrisy. It's absolute MAGA Trumpism hypocrisy. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Gene, listening on WCFW up in Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for calling. What say you?
Great show, as usual. Thank you so much for all the information. But I'll tell you something. Insanity begets insanity, and violence begets the same. And it's just unbelievable what these people will do to fire people up. People need to get their heads together because this is nuts. This is really bad for our country. This is really bad for all the children watching these adults behave just ludicrous. And they got to cut it out, and they got to get back to normal because they're nuts, and they're just destroying everything that's good about our country. And they better sit back and think about the youth and the young people coming up because this is outrageous. So that's my... That's my 2 cents plus 50 cents, so thank you very much for letting me air this. You have a good day, and keep up the great work, will you?
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Jean. Appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Come on back. Wrap it up after this. It's the All Ball Show for a Monday. We're kicking things off. Going to be a big week. It's September 9th, 2024, here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio. The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
Welcome back to the Tahlaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock on the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News time, depending upon which station you are listening to on the Civic Media Radio Network. A little weather sports update for you, and then Maggie Dawn, the award-winning Maggie Dawn. I believe Maggie Dawn is back in the host chair this week. Listen to Maggie and Brian Kelly immediately after our show every afternoon, 2 until 4, the Maggie Dawn Show, and then Wake Up the Kids, Fire Up the VCRs, as Letterman used to say. Dom Salvia, the fantastic Dom Salvia, the Italian Stallion, is back at Civic Media 4 until 6, right after Maggie. You can hear him every afternoon now from 4 until 6 across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show, 4 until 6. Could not be more happy to have him along. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Again, talking about Trump being in Mosinee over the weekend, his speech was filled with lies, inaccuracies, and doing it to gin up the crowd, to promote, in my opinion, violence, calling, saying it was going to be bloody to deport people from this country. Zomaris, I want to take, before we go back to the phone lines, I want this cut. Liz Cheney, over the weekend on This Week, asked if she's still a Republican. Asked on This Week if she was still a Republican. Here's what Liz Cheney, after endorsing Vice President Harris, saying she and her dad, former VP Dick Cheney, are voting for Harris. Here's what she said about being asked about being a Republican.
By the way, are you still a Republican?
I'm a conservative.
Have you left the party? I mean, I remember you, because we spoke about this a while ago, and you said if Trump were the nominee, you would not consider yourself a Republican.
I'm certainly not a Trump Republican. I am a conservative. I think that what's happened to the Republican Party today, is indefensible. And I hope to be able to rebuild, as I said, after this cycle. But I also think it's really important for us, as we're thinking about rebuilding, as we're thinking about the future of the country, to recognize that at the end of the day, the vast majority of people in this country want to know fundamentally that their elected officials are going to defend the peaceful transfer of power, and that they are going to put the Constitution first. And as someone who's been a lifelong Republican, it's heartbreaking to me to see what has happened to so many of the elected officials in my party, and I know we can do better.
Liz Cheney, I think her endorsement and Dick Cheney's endorsement is huge. I know it doesn't resonate with a lot of people. That's fine. We're creating a coalition to defend democracy, to keep our country going, to defeat Trumpism, to defeat authoritarianism, to defend democracy, the Constitution, the peaceful transfer of power, as former Congresswoman Cheney just said. I welcome anyone, including the Cheneys, who are willing to say that they not only in name will endorse Kamala Harris, but will vote for her. And I also think it's important because it gives people permission. Certain people, certain folks that call themselves conservatives but not Trump Republicans, that give, well, hey, you know what? The Cheneys can do it. Why can't I? That's what a lot of people are going to think. And in a race that could be won by a few thousand votes, that is not insignificant. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to the Fox Cities on WISS and Oshkosh. Kurt, listening in the Fox Cities. Kurt, what say you? Kurt, you're on.
Hi.
Go ahead, Kurt. So,
it doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter which party you're talking about anymore. I'm from the Fox Cities, and I listen to 97.5, and it's the exact opposite when you're in Mozambique. And all they got to do is change the name from Trump to Biden or Harris or whatever. And it's all the same stuff. It doesn't matter. All they care about is power and money. And I'm just listening, and it would be nice. And I'm sure the majority of people in America would love it if our government started defending the Constitution and actually letting us have rights and stop taking all them away.
All right, well,
they talk about Trump and having, you were just talking about Trump and bulletproof glass and Biden and not having bulletproof glass. Well, Trump got shot at. And then you say something about,
MAGA folks think, and I'm a gun owner, MAGA folks are saying that guns don't kill people. That we don't need any further. I would just like the same protections for the Trump rallies to be in schools. Is that too much to ask?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if there's a gun sitting in the corner of your room, that gun ain't just going to go off and kill somebody. A person has to be holding on to it for it to do something.
But why don't I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that. But in my opinion, as a gun owner, you need responsible trigger laws. You need to lock your guns up. You need to have waiting periods. You need to have red flag laws. You have a case where this kid in, not across America, we don't. You have a case. There was a video out over the weekend. This kid that did the shooting in Georgia of his dad taking him deer hunting. You know what he did when he got his first deer, whatever it was, 14, 15, or 13, whatever it was? He put the barrel of the gun into the ground to lean it up. That is something that you learn at 11 years old in hunter safety classes in Wisconsin. This dad did a terrible job with his kid and teach him gun safety. Then after the cops came and said there was a problem, he literally bought him the gun that slaughtered four innocent people in a Georgia school. That is unacceptable.
You can't think stupid.
Right, but that is unacceptable. And the fact, I get what you're saying to a certain degree, Kurt, that there's a perception, there's no difference, but Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Tim Walz believe in the Constitution, and if they lose legitimately, they will have peaceful transfer of power. Donald Trump has already shown on January 6th that he wouldn't do that. There is a difference.
So I've got to say, you're talking about they believe in the Constitution and everything. But look, go back to 2020, 2021, and the masks, and the making kids not go to school, and making people not go to work, and making people take this vaccine that didn't work.
I just disagree with you, Kurt. The vaccine does work. The vaccine does work. And people were operating with the best science they had at the time. And we know that the masking does work to a degree. Vaccines do work. And for the party that says they're not for big government, guess what they are big into? Your bedroom, your libraries, your bathrooms, your bookstores. That's where, for women, literally inside of them. That's where the party of small government, MAGA party of Republicanism, that's what the government they want. They want to be in you, in your bedrooms, all over you. Great show today. Thanks for Tim Cullen for being here, Democratic leader. Come on back tomorrow. Stay tuned now for Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show, and Dom Salvia from 4 to 6. See you tomorrow. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
Your day will come. Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, she is running in Wisconsin's 18th Senate District. Kristen Alfheim joins us at 11:06. We'll hear what she's hearing about on the campaign trail. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Kensington Palace has released a video updating Kate Middleton's